Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你自己的怜悯，我们又一次到你的光面前来。
Lord, because of your mercy, we again come to your light.
我们要在你话语的光中来看见你自己的荣耀。
Lord, we want to see your glory under your light.
也知道你做工的法则。
And that we know and get to understand the principle of your work.
让我们更多的认识人自己的缺陷。
So that we can understand more of our shortcomings.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为地上的人事物不住的改变。
Because the world and man are changing.
但是在你自己却没有改变。
But Lord, you are not changing.
你永远是按照你起初的定义来做工。
Forever, you are always work under your principle and your will.
我们到你面前来的时候，我们只有一个心意。
And when we come before you, we have only one heart.
就是求你给我们更多的认识你起初的安排。
We pray that you can let us understand more of your original plan.
也赏赐我们有赐领受那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And that, Lord, we can also understand the spirit that gives us wisdom.
让我们里面的闭塞给打开。
And that our innermost can be opened up by you.
让我们这些人从幽暗的里边进到明亮。
So that we who are under darkness can enter into light.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你实在满有恩惠和怜悯。
Because you are full of mercy and grace.
你让到你面前来的人都是满了欢心。
And that, Lord, we all come before you and we can enjoy this joy that you give us.
因为你给我们看见，我们的前途就是你的自己。
Because you let us see that our future is you yourself.
因此我们在你面前就没有任何的重担，也没有任何的恐惧。
And therefore we don't have any burden and we don't have any fear.
我们感谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们一同开始来看弥迦书。
And this evening we want to study the book of Micah.
虽然内容对我们一般来说都我们都不太熟悉。
And the contents most people are not too familiar with.
但是只要你在我们里面说话，我们就明亮。
And only when you speak to us, then our innermost can be enlightened.
但愿主叫我们从你话语中进入。
And Lord, may we enter the mystery of thy words.
我们在你的奥秘的里面更多的活在光中。
And that in the mystery, we are more living in the light.
感谢主，你带领我们。
Lord, we thank you and you lead us, Lord.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look upon you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.我们今天晚上开始再看两卷小先知书。
And beginning this evening, we are going to study two books of prophets.
这两卷小先知书都是一般弟兄姊妹们，你说不熟悉也知道一点点，你说很熟悉嘛，也不敢说。
And that these two prophets, are you familiar with it? No, you're not too familiar with it. But if you have known about it, yes, you have.
但是我们感谢神。
And that we thank the Lord.
这两卷书对我们虽然是比较有点陌生。
Although these two prophets' books may be unfamiliar.
但是里头提到一些属灵的原则对我们来说还是很熟悉的。
But the principles that are expressed in these two books are pretty familiar to us.
但是宝贝的，它不仅是在一些原则性的事情上。
But more precious is not just the principle itself.
而是在这两卷书的里头，把神那永远的旨意在整个执行的过程里头一些很关键的事情在那里给我们有启示。
But actually the most important things about these two books are that the Lord opened us up to his the critical points of his work.
在我个人的感觉里头。
In my own feelings.
如果在这两卷书里边的那一些交通出来的事情上没有掌握住呢。
There are things that we cannot really get a good grasp of.
我们看神永远旨意的执行，就好像有一个、两个、三个、四个这样的漏洞在哪里。
If we look at the execution of God's will, there may be one, two, three, or four loopholes.
或者更多。
Maybe even more.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
在我个人的感觉里面。
In my own feelings.
我们前面要看这两卷书呢，正好填补上我们在看到神的旨意的执行过程当中的一些不够明亮的地方，他给我们照明。
Actually, these two books actually show us those things that we are not too clear about the, in the execution of God's will.
我们今天晚上先来开始看弥迦书。
And this evening we will start reading the book of Micah.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
弥迦书的篇幅不是很多。
The length of this book of Micah is not very much.
但是我们感谢神，不多的话语里边有很重要的主的心意的发表。
Even with the short book of Micah, but our God is very abundant in expressing himself.
我们先来看一看。
And let us first look at
第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
当犹大王约坦、亚哈斯、西西家在位的时候，摩利沙人弥迦得耶和华的默示，论撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷。
The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem.
这弥迦书一开始就介绍了他的自己和他交通的信息的主题。
In the very beginning, in the first verse, prophet Micah already introduced about himself and all the people that his book is concerning about.
我们可在这里可以看到弥迦和他说的话。
We can see Micah and also his words.
并且也知道他是什么时代的人。
And also we understand what is the generation that he was born in.
那当我们看到弥迦书的时候，
When we look into the book of Micah,
我们就看到他是什么时候的人。
We're able to see which generation he lived in.
也看到他向什么人说话。
And we're also able to see to which audiences he's speaking with.
也看到他说的是什么话。
And the message he is speaking.
我们平常说，我们读先知书，紧要紧的，你要先解决了他，领会了他那个历史的背景。
Oftentimes when we read the prophetic books, we have to first have an understanding of the background in which the prophet is living.
如果你不领会他那个历史的背景的话呢，那里面提到的事情我们 有些时候就会摸不着头脑。
If we do not first grasp the historical background, then many of the spoken words will confuse us.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，一开始。
At the beginning.
圣灵就用弥迦在那里说出他是什么人，他在什么时候说话。
The Holy Spirit tells us very clearly who Micah is and which time is he speaking during.
那就让我们知道他说话的时候，那个时候神的百姓的历史是走到一个怎么的光景。
That would allow for us to know the moral situation of the people of God during that time.
那我们在这里留意到了。
We're able to see at this point.
当弥迦先知在那里说话的时候。
When the prophet Micah was speaking.
啊，他经历了犹大几个王。
He has lived through the period of a few kings in Judah.
一个是约坦。
One is Jotan,
一个是亚哈斯,
and the other is Ahaz,
一个是示西家,
and also Hezekiah.
那我们看见三个王的时候,
when we see these three kings,
我们就几乎可以肯定一件事了,
we're able to be assured of at least one thing.
他跟以赛亚是差不多时候的人,
he was a prophet who spoke about the same time as Isaiah.
那么在这三个王做王的时间里边, 那神的百姓的属灵的光景。
Now, during the reign of these three kings, the spiritual condition of the people of God,
啊，我们可以这样说，是来到了一个好像一个波浪起起伏伏的光景。
Now, we can say that it's like a wave that has its up and down.
虽然他们当时还没有谈到，或是说没有碰到那一个被掳的那种事情。
Now, even though they have not come to the point where they will be in exile and captivity,
但是我们却不能不说，那个时候可以说是犹大以后被掳这一件事情的开端。
We cannot but also acknowledge this is the beginning of the time when they will start to be in captivity.
也许我们可以这样说。
Perhaps we can put it this way.
那犹大或者以色列，以色列我们暂时先不说他，我们说犹大。
Judah, but let us not first speak on Israel, just Judah.
那他们曾经有过一段很高的那个历史的情形。
They had a previous history of a very high spiritual condition.
但是到了一个时间。
But there was this time.
严格的说起来。
And to be very strict.
很可惜的。那就是在所罗门的下半生的里头就已经开始有走下坡的倾向。
Sadly, that began with the second half of Solomon's life. That was when the Israelites started to go downhill.
一直到了那一个沙特那个一直到了那个乌西亚的妈妈，那个叫就是亚哈的女儿了。哎呦，现在名字记不起来。亚哈的女儿抢夺了犹大的那个王位的那个时候，好像到了高峰。
It seems like their condition worsened at the peak, when Uzziah's mother had usurped the throne.
那么从他那个时候开始以后，虽然有些起来，
even though afterwards it seems like they had some revival,
但是很快就下去。
But very quickly they fell again.
以后又起来一阵子。
And then they would revive somewhat.
那结果又是下去。
And then they would fall again.
那就在那里头好像波浪一样子，有时高有时低。
Then they would be like the waves, sometimes up and sometimes down.
但是总的情势来说，
but as a whole,
是往下坡走。
They are still spiraling downward.
那现在弥迦就是在这样的一个时候向神的百姓说话。
And now it is during this period that Micah is speaking to the people.
我们特别留意到一件事。
We take note of especially one thing.
如果从这三个王来看的话，
that is when we look at these three kings as a whole.
约坦是平平凡凡。
Jotan was very average.
亚哈斯是坏蛋。
Ahaz was evil.
西西家 算是一个好的王，但是却不守晚节。
As for Hezekiah, he was considered a good king, even though he failed in his last days.
那在这种的情形的底下
，Now under this situation,
犹大的那个光景就非常非常的不光明。
Therefore, it is not a bright future for Judah.
我们从弥迦书的里头就看到。当时社会上一般的情形。
From the book of Micah, we can also see the situation in the society at
that time. 而我们也能看到那社会上边所发生的许许多多的那种堕落的光景，那个根本的原因就是放弃了神的话。
We're also able to realize the social situation of how the people lived during that time. The very basic reason for the way they lived was they forsook the word of God.
当然我们说清楚一点。
Of course, to be more clear.
放弃神的话就等于说不尊重神的地位了。
If we forsake the word of God, that means we do not honor the position of God.
那一个属神的百姓失去了对神的尊重，那他们的结果会到一个怎么的光景？这个我们猜也能猜得出来。
Now, as for the people of God, as they forsake the position of God and the word of God, we can just imagine what condition they will fall into.
尤其是我们能清楚地领会得到，神和他们中间曾经一再的立了约，而立约的最根本的那一个事实乃是生命记。
Especially the fact we remember that God had made a covenant with them and the foundation of that covenant is in Deuteronomy.
那在这一点上出了问题。
When there's a problem with that issue,
那情况一定是越来越走下坡。
Then the condition surely will go downward.
但是这些事情在当时的犹大和以色列中间已经出现了那个问题。
But as for this condition that already appeared during the people in Judah at that time.
但是一般人没有觉得这有什么了不起。
But in general, nobody thought there was anything wrong with that.
但是在神的鉴察的里头。
But under the examination of God,
神已经看到那一个事实要出现了。
God already foresaw that the fact will come forth.
因为我们读弥迦书的时候，我们能领会一件事。
Because when we read the book of Micah, we can understand.
神用着他非常清楚的在那里宣告以色列要被掳。
God clearly uses Micah to proclaim the fact that Israel will be in captivity.
犹大将来也要被掳。
And Judah as well in the future will be in captivity.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不注意这一个事情。
Brothers and sisters, we must take note of this.
在弥迦说这些话的时候，
When Micah spoke these words,
距离以色列的被掳大概还有一百年的时间。
As far as the captivity of Israel is concerned, there is still about 100 years away from that.
那也就是说在差不多一百年左右的时候，神就用着弥迦来宣告以色列的前途。
Now, in other words, God is using Micah now 100 years before the time to tell them of the captivity of Israel.
同时也预先的说出犹大也要遭遇相同的结局。
At the same time, to also proclaim that Judah will also have this result.
那所以弟兄姊妹，当我们从这些历史的时间上来看弥迦说话的时候的光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we look at the condition in which Micah spoken at during this time,
我们很难想象。
It is hard for us to imagine.
那个时候神的百姓怎么会听先知的话。
How would the people of God would hearken unto the word of the prophets at that time?
那他们从外面来看，他们觉得还蛮不错了。
Externally speaking, they feel it is still quite fine.
他们生活上边也过得去了。
They are still living well.
那他们所遭遇的那个政治的环境，或是那个经济上的那个情况。
As for the political situation or the financial situation,
都没有什么是他们担当不起的。
It's nothing too hard for them to bear.
那你现在在这里宣告说我们要被掳。
Therefore, when the proclamation is that you will be in exile,
那能听得进去的人的确是不多了。
It would not be many who would hearken to such a message.
因为在人的本性的里头。
Because in man's nature,
人看事情多半是从外面开始。
A man would look at anything from externally.
很少会从里面看到外面。
Now, very seldom when they would look into a matter.
那如果你要看外面的话，
If we want to look externally,
外面的事情常常给人有一个沾沾自喜的那种感觉。
Now, the external situation will always cause us to be content and happy.
我们还不坏啊。
No, we're not doing bad.
我们还很有前途啊。
In fact, we have a good future.
我们还差不多了。
And we are doing quite well.
没有什么过不去的。
There's nothing wrong.
但虽然外面也许能保持一些可观的光景。
Now, even though externally, you can still maintain somewhat of a good, reality.
但是里面的光景不一定是准确。
Yet, the reality within may not be the same or accurate.
我家是种了一棵苹果。
Now I have an apple tree at home.
那这些年来我们都不大有机会吃它的果子。
In these years, we do not have a lot of chance to eat of the fruit of the tree.
因为早几年都是给那个野梨先吃光了才给我们去看看它的残血。
And because first we were eating of the pear tree, and then we would go and take a look at what's left behind.
这一两年听说有一个小机器可以防备那个的，我就弄了一个，好像是有点果效。
But recently there is this a machine we can use that can help the tree grow in a situation that it seems to be somewhat fruitful.
果子是留下给我们采摘的也不少。
We are able to pick off some apples from the tree now.
但是我们发觉一个问题。
But now we discover this issue.
外面看得好好的。
We look at the apple externally, it looks
quite
well.
但是你剖开来吃的时候你就发觉一个问题。
But when we open it and eat it, we discover
它里面的心就是那个果子的那个核心的那个地方就开始有点不知道是病了还是虫了还是什么，反正就是不对。
But when we get to the apple's core, there's something wrong with the core. Either the tree is not well, or it's rotten, or some worms that is not right.
从外面看来的时候好好的。
When we look at it externally, it looks fine.
但是里边就是不对。
But within the apple, it is not right.
那许多时候我们看在看那个属灵的事情也常是如此。
When we look at spiritual matters, oftentimes that is the
case. 如果你要看外面的话都没有什么过不去。
If we look at it outwardly, everything seems fine.
但是神看那个事情。
But when God looks at the same matter,
神要我们学习看那些事情。
When God wants us to learn to look at those matters,
是让我们从里面看出来。
Is to look at the matter from within.
那因此我们来到弥迦当时的那个光景。
Therefore, when we get to the reality, the situation of Micah's time,
他在犹大这些王的时间里边说话。
When Micah was speaking during the reign of these kings,
但是我们看。
But when we see this,
他头一个王是约坦。
Now the first king is Jotham.
第二个王是亚哈斯。
Now the second king is Ahaz.
第三个王是西西家。
And the third king is Hezekiah.
那大弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters,
我们看看历史的上的事情的时候。
When we look at the historical situation,
我们看到以色列的被掳。是在西西家做王大概十年上前前后后的日子。
We can see, the captivity of Israel is about the first 10 years of Hezekiah's reign.
那这样一算起来就真的是差不多靠近100年的光景。
When we look at the historical timeline, then it is about 100 years, before the captivity.
你说在那一个时候 以色列还会欺负犹大呢。
You say during that time, even Israel was oppressed Judah.
弟兄姊妹，当我们还记得以赛亚书里面提到的时候，起初以赛亚书所提的事情不是以色列跟亚兰联合起来去攻击犹大吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, if you still remember when we read the book of Isaiah, even at the beginning, we see that Israel would cooperate with Syria to attack Judah.
你看以色列那个时候还那么有声势的。
Now, we can see how powerful to a point that Israel was during that time.
你来宣告他要被掳。
You're proclaiming that they will go into captivity.
有没有可能？
Would that be possible?
在当时人的眼睛看来是不可能。
In man's eyes, that does not seem possible.
但事实上我们看到。
But the fact is, we see,
事情就是这样发生。
That is how this would develop.
那所以当我们看到弥迦书的时候，
Therefore, when we read the book of
Micah, 我们先要确定了弥迦是在一百多年前就宣告由以色列和犹大要被掳。
It was 100 years or more that Micah is proclaiming that Israel and Judah will be both in captivity.
但是弥迦的信息不是停在以色列和犹大要被掳。
Yet the message of Micah not only remains about the captivity of Israel and Judah.
弥迦所得的那个启示乃是神预先宣告他的百姓虽然经过这样艰困的光景。
The revelation which Micah received was that God proclaimed and foretold them that even though his people would go through such hardship and suffering,
但是神拣选他们的那个计划没有改变。
Yet the plan of God's choosing of them has not changed.
他们在神的旨意的里面要作为一个祭司的国度的这个事实没有改变。
The fact still remains in the plan of God that the chosen people will become a royal priesthood.
虽然他们走过一段的日子是非常非常的可怜。
Now even though they would go through this very sad and pitiful time,
但是神要来恢复他们。
But God will come and restore them.
把他们放回原来神的旨意所要他们站的地位。
God will place them back once again in the position which they ought to stand in the will of God.
那这就牵到国度的问题来了。
Then this has to do with the millennium.
所以弥迦的信息就从被掳就引到国度。
Therefore, the message of Micah tells of the captivity, but it leads us to the kingdom.
国度是怎样的显出来？
And how the kingdom will be revealed.
国度是怎样的在哪里把神的旨意执行出来？
And how the kingdom will be executed in the will of God.
但是问题在这里。
But this is the question.
下去下得那么深。
When they have fallen to such a depth.
下去下到一个地步好像几乎连影儿都没有留下。
When they fall into a point where you cannot see any shadow left.
弟兄姊妹如果还记得我们从前交通过的以色列那十个支派的那种给分散的那种光景。
Brothers and sisters, you still recall when we shared on the condition of the 10 tribes of Israel that have been scattered.
弟兄姊妹你知道到现在这个十个支派的终极还不是很明显的给人发现。
Brothers and sisters, you realize even until today, the traces of the 10 tribes that have been scattered have not been fully discovered by man yet.
但是已经是2000多年的事情了。
And it's been over 2000 years.
像这样的光景
Even in this condition,
以色列还能恢复吗
Can Israel still be revived?
谁敢说呢
Who dare say?
不说以色列
Not only Israel,
我们说犹大
Even Judah.
那犹大如果不是我们现在亲眼看见以色列的复国我们也不敢相信犹大能有这样的机会重新站立在人的当中。
If it is not that we are witnesses of the fact that Judah has restored the nation, it will be hard for us to even imagine that Judah will have a place as a nation amongst men today.
如果我们把这整个的历史从他们的开头一直到以后要成为预言的那个结果。
If we look at the beginning of Israel and the result as it is prophesied about their end, you will question, how can we believe this? How can we accept this?
但是感谢赞美我们的神,
but we thank and praise our God. It is the word of God himself. Therefore, the one who is responsible to fulfill these words is not man. It is God himself who has spoken thus.
那所以我们从弥章书一开头的时候, 就已经把一个那么严肃的问题摆在我们面前。
Now, therefore, even in the beginning of the book of Micah, this very solemn message is placed before us.
那我们转过来留意,
now, if we turn and take note,
那弥章在 圣经里面提到他的事情并不太多。
Now, the matters concerning Micah in this book does not mention much about him.
除了弥迦书,
besides Micah itself,
只有一个地方提过他。
Now, there is only another place that mentions Micah.
说历史上不是说与他有关的事。
Now, that is historical speaking about him, but not specifically about him. Therefore, we do not have much information to know much about Micah. But that is not important at all.
重要的是他把神的话传递出来, 那些传递出来的话,
but the importance is the message which he delivered from God, did that message been fulfilled?
因为你要看弥迦的话, 弥迦没有什么好看,
because when we look at Micah himself, there's nothing much about him.
他没有什么特别的事留下来,
there's nothing outstanding about him.
如果看到他的出身,
if we look at how he, where he's from,
你也不知道他的出身是什么,
we do not know his background.
我们只能从他说他是哪里的人,
we can only know where he is from.
大概知道他可能是一个农家的弟子。
From this location, perhaps we know that he is a peasant from a farmer.
因为他这里就说到他是摩利沙人。
Because here it tells us that he is a Morishite.
摩利沙是什么地方?
Now, where is this place,
Morish? 在我们圣经地图上头大概你还找不到。
Now, perhaps you cannot even find this place in the scriptures.
摩利沙是一个什么地方呢?
And now, where is this place, Morith?
摩利沙是靠近菲利士人加特的这个地方很近很近的一个小镇。
Now, this place, Morith, is a town that is very close to the territory of the Philistines, very close to Gath of Philistine.
那里都是一个农庄的。And
that region, it is farms.
他就是在那里成长。And
that is where he grew.
那换一句话来说,
in other words,
他就是一个很普通的百姓。
He is a very common person.
他与王家没有关系,
he is not of the noble family.
他也不是一个做官的那个家族,
he is also not a royal family or from the nobles.
就是那很平淡的一个人,
he is a very common person.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们在这里又给我们留意到神用人不在乎你的背景。
We can take note of this point then. When God uses man, it is not dependent on what our background is.
神所留意的是这个人站在什么地方。
What God takes notes of is that where position is this person standing.
这一个人能不能成为传递神话语的人。
Can this person be a channel to deliver the word of God?
那就是要看他和神的关系密切不密切。
Then this has to do with the person delivering the message of his relationship with God is close or not. If the vessel's heart is close to God or not. Now we praise and thank our God. Micah is a very common person. But God have used him to speak a very solemn message.
可以说直接在当时就盯着神的百姓来说的。
You can put it this way, it's directly speaking to the people of God.
你要严格地去分析弥迦里面的信息。
If we were to strictly analyze the message of Micah,
你很难给他一个准确的
It will be very difficult for us to conclude or summarize.
你说弥迦是在那里责备神的百姓呢?
If you were to say Micah was rebuking the people of God,
还是在那里劝勉, 神的百姓?
Or was his message one of encouragement?
弥迦是在那里指责人的缺陷呢? 还是在那里述说神荣耀的旨意呢?
Was it that Micah was delivering a message of rebuke to the shortcoming of the people or to proclaim the glorious will of God?
好像你不太容易下的一个明确的结论。
It seems like it is hard for us to have any conclusion in this way.
尤其是我们常常给先知这一个名词给我们所造成的那个错觉。
Especially when we would term and coin a term, a noun, to a prophet that will give us a misunderstanding.
因为不管怎么样, 很多人在他心思里头的先知就是只会骂人。
Because in our thought, a prophet would oftentimes would only know how to rebuke or admonish the people.
所以不但是从前有先知,
not only are there prophets in days past,
到现在也有先知,
but even in our days, there are prophets.
现在还说是时代的先知,
and so now we are contemporary prophets.
因为他会骂这个时代,
because the prophets of today will admonish this generation.
所以他就成了先知,
and so in that way, it seems like those scolders will become a prophet.
你发觉先知根本就不是一个骂人的人。
But brothers and sisters, when we look at the ministry of the prophet, they are not one who is scolding others.
不但弥迦先知是这样,
not only is Micah not that way,
大部分的先知, 他们所交通的, 你都没不能
But as a majority, all the messages of the prophets is not concluded that they are scolding the people.
不过在弥迦书的里头就更明显给我们看到，你说他是责备，他有责备。
But we can see very clearly in the book of Micah, if you say it is an admonishment, yes, he does admonish, rebuke the people.
你说他是一个劝勉，那劝勉的话很多。
If you say it is encouragement, yes, there are much words of encouragement.
你说他在那里指责人的无知,
and if you say he is rebuking the ignorance of man,
但是同时你又看见他在那里指出神的百姓那个荣耀的光明,
but you can also see at the same time he also declares the glorious future of the people of God.
那你说那我们怎么来看他的信息呢?
Then if you were to look at it that way, how do we describe his message?
弟兄姊妹，我们可以很清楚地这样说。
Brothers and sisters, very clearly we can say,
我们不能把先知的交通只是在一些点或是敌的上头去强调。
Now we cannot to focus on a point or a bit of the message of the prophet.
我们必须要看他整个 的信息带出的那个是什么内容?
We must look at the message as a whole and what is the content of that message.
那我们可以这样说,
now we can put it this way.
你看所有先知的交通,
when we see all the fellowships of the prophets,
有一个非常明亮的目标和方向在哪里?
There is a very clear direction and goal.
就是把人带回神的旨意里,
that is to bring man back to the will of God.
你不管他用的是什么口气,
regardless of the tone in which they speak,
他那个目的很清楚就是回到神的心意里。
The goal is very clear, and that is to return back to the heart, the will of God.
回到神所宣告的那一个定规里。
That is to return back to the declaration of God.
我们读弥迦书的时候，我们就很清楚看到这一个。
Now when we read the book of Micah, we can see this very clearly.
因为有时候你看见他在那里责备人，责备得好凶。
Because at times we can see that he is rebuking man and rebuking very severely.
但是一下子一转过来，你就看见他把你打到带到一个非常明亮的那一种光景里。
But all of a sudden, he seems to change to bring you to a very bright condition.
起初他给你看到的你的前途完全是一片灰暗。
At the beginning, he may show you that your future is very bleak.
但是转一个眼，他就把你带到至高之处。
But at the turn, at the blink of an eye, he will bring you to the highest point.
啊，好像直接就给带进神的荣耀的丰富里。
It seems as if suddenly you're brought into the riches of God's glory.
我们感谢我们的神。
Now we thank our God.
先知的确不是骂人的人。
Indeed, the prophet is not a scolder.
那就算他是骂人，乃是为了要把人带回神的目的。
Even if they were scolding to say they are to bring man back to the will of God.
但是先知更大的那个功用是把人带回神的定规里。
But the greater function of the prophet is to bring man back to the will of God.
那因此当我们留意到弥迦的这些事情的时候，
Therefore, when we take note of these matters of Micah,
我们就开始来注意了。
Then let us take note.
那他的信息那个重点放在哪里？
Where is the emphasis of Micah's message?
很有意思。
It is very meaningful.
圣灵就用着弥迦自己先说了。
The Holy Spirit first used Micah to say.
弟兄姊妹，你看第一节的下半。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the first half, the last half of verse 1.
弥迦在哪里说？
Where is Micah speaking?
我不是说我自己的话。
He is not speaking his own words.
我是说耶和华给我的默示。
But Micah is speaking which he saw, that the word of the Lord that came to him.
那就很清楚说出我现在所说的话乃是神先向我说了。
Therefore, it clearly tells us Micah is telling us he is speaking what God first spoke to him.
我现在只不过是把神向我说过的话传递出来。
Therefore, I'm only delivering the message which God first spoke to me.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是先知。
This is the prophet. This is their words.
那弥迦的话从神那里接过来的是什么事情呢？
Therefore, what is this word which Micah received from God?
如果用最简单、最具体的话来说，
If we very use concrete and direct words to express this,
就用着他自己的话就够了嘛。
Just to use the words of Micah here is sufficient.
神给我说话。
God spoke to me.
说话的内容是对着两个地方。
The content of these words are two locations.
一个是撒玛利亚。
One is Samaria.
一个是耶路撒冷。
And one is Jerusalem.
地方就是这两个地方。
It is these two places.
但是一提到这两个地方的时候，
But when you mention these two places,
那包含的内容就很多了。
Then it includes a broader scope.
弟兄姊妹都知道了。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
这两个地方不是仅仅是一般的地方。
These two places are not just mere locations.
这两个地方就是这两个国家的京城。
But these two places are the capital of these two nations.
在这个京城的里面，他们所表达出来的就是他们与神的关系的是到了一个什么样的光景。
And the manifestations from these two capitals of these two nations tells us what is the spiritual condition they have before God.
尤其是说到犹大的耶路撒冷。
Especially when it speaks on Jerusalem of Judah.
当你一提到耶路撒冷的时候，
When you mention Jerusalem,
你如果不是在耶路撒冷里头看到神的子民和神的关系的话，
If you do not see the relationship of God and his people in Jerusalem,
那耶路撒冷就成为一个没有什么意义的地方。
Then Jerusalem will become a place without meaning.
跟地上任何一个地方，大地方也好，小地方也好，都一样。
It is the same as any big city or small city in this world.
但是当你一看到这一个城所表达出来的是神的子民和神的关系的时候，
But when they were able to see and realize that Jerusalem manifests the people of God and the city of God and the relationship they have with God,
我们就领会到这个问题是非常的严肃了。
Then we can realize how solemn this matter is.
它就不是说到这个地方是怎么样怎么样。
It is not merely telling us what this place is and how this place is like.
他所提到的这个地方是提到这个地方在神的眼中是怎么样的一个光景。
But it reveals to us this place and the condition this place has before God.
特别是用耶路撒冷来说明。
Especially it is very clear with Jerusalem.
你一提到耶路撒冷的时候，
When you mention Jerusalem,
你就知道这里的人和神的关系。
Then you realize the people of Jerusalem and their relationship with God.
如果你看到这里的人和神的关系，
if you're able to see the relationship of the people and God,
你就领会到这里的人那个属灵的光景。
Then you realize the spiritual condition of the people here.
如果你看到这里的人的属灵的光景，
and when you see the spiritual condition of the people in Jerusalem,
那你就看到他们在神面前蒙福的那个根据。
Then you're able to see the foundation if they're blessed in God's presence.
或者是他们在神面前给弃绝的那个原因。
Or the reason that they're forsaken by God.
一大堆的事情就在那里串起来的。
Then all these matters will be connected for us.
那现在神就都对着这两个地方说话。
Now God is speaking to these two places.
因为在这两个地方所表达出来的乃是把他们在神面前的实际的那个光景显露出来。
Because in these two locations, it reveals to us their actual situation before God.
那提到这样一件事的时候，
Now when we mention about this,
我不能不让弟兄姊妹们要也要很确定的一件事情。
I must also have brothers and sisters to be very sure about this.
弥迦是摩利沙人。
Micah was from Morath.
摩利沙是犹大的国的一个地方。
Now Morath is a town in the region of Judah.
虽然它是靠近腓利士人的地，
even though it is very close bordering the land of the Philistines,
但是它确实犹大的地方。
But it is in the land of Judah.
那既然它是犹大的地方，
Now if he is in the land of Judah,
他就是犹大的百姓了。
Then he is a people belonging to Judah.
那他就是活在犹大这个地方上头了。
Therefore he is living in the land of Judah.
但现在他在那里发表神的心思。
But now he is expressing the heart of God.
那个心思的范围不是单单只是限于犹大。
Yet the heart of God is not only contained to Judah.
而是把以色列也包括进去。
But also includes Israel.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一点又是值得我们去留意了。
Now brothers and sisters, that is also a point worthy for us to take note of.
我们会想，
we would think,
你既然是在犹大做先知，
if you're a prophet in Judah,
你所有的那个交通就对着犹大就是准确了。
Then all your fellowship is toward Judah, that is correct.
你不对着犹大而转到以色列，你就过了界限了。
But if it's not only toward Judah, but also toward Israel, you're going over your boundary.
那按照我们的想法，我们说那个事情应该是如此。
Now according to our way of thinking, that ought to be the case.
但是很稀奇的，
but very wonderfully,
我们读以色列的历史的时候，
when we read the history of Israel,
我们常常看到这样的事。
Many a times we see this.
虽然他们这两分裂成两个国家，
even though the nation is divided into two nations,
但是在神的心思的里头，
but in the heart of God,
神永远看他们是一个。
God always sees them as one.
那些认识神的人，
those who know God,
他们不管是活在犹大或者是活在以色列，
or whether they are living in Judah or living in Israel,
他们心里头所倾向的仍然是一个国家。
What is inclined in their heart is still only one nation.
那他们所倾向的那个国家，
and the nation which their heart is inclined to,
我们说的严肃一点，
to be very strict,
绝不是人眼中的以为的那个国家，
is not the nation that we think of it is in our eyes,
乃是神心思里头所要的那个国家。
But it is the nation that is in the heart of God's desire.
那这个国家你可以说它是一个祭司的国度。
Now you can say that nation is of a royal priesthood.
同时你也可以说这是神在地上的一个见证。
Or you can say that nation is also a testimony of God in this world.
那么这样的一种心思，我们在读旧约圣经的时候，我们很多地方给我们碰到的。
Now we can see that heart throughout many different passages in the Old Testament.
人在以色列，但是他们在神面前碰到这个问题的时候，他们所摆出的是十二个支派。
Even though regardless of which place they live in, when they encounter this situation, it is placed before God all 12 tribes.
翻过来说，
If we turn it around,
人是在犹大,
if the person is living in Judah,
但是当他们碰到这个问,这些问题的时候,
but when they encounter this situation,
他们心思里头仍然是十二个支派,
in their heart, it is still also 12 tribes.
那么现在在弥迦书里头我们就看到这个情况了。
Now this is the situation we see here in the book of Micah.
因为弥迦在这里所发表的乃是神的心意。
Because what Micah is expressing now is the heart's desire of God.
啊，他是活在犹大。
Yes, he is living in the land of Judah.
但是他的信息是把以色列也包括在里头。
Yet his message also includes Israel.
所以我们就看到这里说。
Therefore, we can see here.
他的信息是关于撒玛利亚。
His message is concerning Samaria.
和耶路撒冷。
And Jerusalem.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
撒玛利亚跑在前头。
Why Samaria would come first?
也许是。
Perhaps.
因为以色列在弥迦说话的时候离开他们被掳分散的时间已经很快就要来。
Perhaps the time of the captivity and exile of Israel will be shortly after doing Micah's message.
所以就先提他们。
Perhaps then that's why Samaria is mentioned first.
也许是这个样子。
Perhaps that might be a reason.
但是你看弥迦书的时候。
But when you read the book of
Micah, 你又看到另外有一件事。
You also discover another point.
什么事情呢?
What is that?
犹大的堕落,以色列的堕落。
The fall of Israel.
这个以色列是指十二个支派的整个来说他们的堕落。
Now when I refer to Israel now, I'm speaking of the 12 tribes and therefore,
是从北方的以色列国开始。
Starts with the northern kingdom of Israel.
并且以色列的那个堕落
and the fall of Israel,
他们发展到一个地步影响了犹大。
Has also developed to a point that it will influence Judah as well.
叫犹大也跟着他们落下去。
So that Judah would also fall along with them.
那这个在弥迦书里头很清楚给我们指出来。
Now we can see that clearly pointed out to us in the book of Micah.
那我们先越过一些话语来留意这点。
Now we can go surpass some words to first take note of that point.
哪里呢?
Where is that?
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为撒玛利亚的伤痕无法医治，延及犹大和耶路撒冷，我民的城门。
For her wound, which is the wound of Israel, is incurable, for it is come unto Judah. He has come unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem.
如果我们用历史的眼光来看这句话。
If we look at these words from a historical view.
你看到，首先就是以色列在神面前败落了。
We can see then it is first Israel which is corrupt before God.
然后他们的败落不仅是败坏了他们的自己。
Therefore, their fall not only corrupts themselves,
并且也影响到犹大也给拖下去。
But also has influence and come unto Judah and have dragged them down.
你特别留意圣灵借着弥迦说的话。
If you pay attention to the Spirit Speaking through Micah,
他说撒玛利亚是延及耶路撒冷和他我百姓的城门。
And you can see that her wound is come and extended to Jerusalem, to Judah unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem.
他影响了耶路撒冷。
Now they have influence affected Judah. To what point?
连耶路撒冷的门都给他打开了。
And even unto the gate of Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷的门应该是把人领到圣殿那里头与神面对面的。
The gate of Jerusalem ought to lead people to the temple of God to see God face to face.
神的百姓上耶路撒冷。
And because God's heart is toward the people of Jerusalem.
那我们读生命记也好，读那个旧约的那个五经的里边的事情也好。
Whether we read Deuteronomy or the five books of Moses.
神告诉以色列的百姓，你们年要三次要到耶路撒冷。
God tells his people to go to Jerusalem three times a year.
你去耶路撒冷干什么？
Why are they going to Jerusalem?
简单来说就是去过节了。
Now, simply put, it is to keep the festivals.
那到什么？到耶路撒冷什么地方去过节？
Now, where do they keep the festival in Jerusalem?
到圣殿里边去了。
They go to the temple.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
人往耶路撒冷去。
When man goes to Jerusalem,
去哪里？
Where are they going?
到圣殿那里。
They're going to the temple.
所以我们读诗篇的时候就读到那么一句话。
Therefore, when we read the Psalms, we read these words.
人说我们要上耶路撒冷，我们要去圣殿。
When man says we have to go to Jerusalem unto the temple.
啊，我的心就欢喜了。
Now my heart rejoices.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
这是正常的光景。
That is a normal situation.
但是耶路撒冷呢？
But for Jerusalem,
它称为神的名下的城。
It is a name by God.
如果按照生命记上的吩咐，
If we see the commandment in
Deuteronomy, 这个地方是不可能有异端的。
You cannot have heresy there.
这个地方不能有耶和华以外的那些任何的偶像的东西进来的。
Now you cannot have anything outside of the Lord God, anything to do with idols in the city.
是他们的城门对着这些个东西是关闭的。
Therefore, the gate of Jerusalem shall be shut and closed to these things.
但现在你留意到了。
But now you see.
耶路撒冷的城门给打开了。
Now the gate of Jerusalem is open, is broken.
打开给谁呢？
And it's open to who?
打开给撒玛利亚的堕落的一切的事物。
It is open to all the corruption and the fall of Samaria.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们从这里就看到一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we see one thing here.
弥迦当时的那个话那么的严重。
All these words of Micah are so solemn.
那对犹大来说，好像是过火了一点。
To Judah, it seems like it's too much.
对以色列来说呢，好像也有点接近，因为那个时候以色列已经是很乱的了。
Now perhaps it's closer for Samaria, for Israel, because they are very confused and corrupt at that time.
但是我们读到第九节这样的话的时候，
But when we read these words in verse 9,
我们所留意的不仅是那一个时候的事。
Then we take notice not only a matter of that time.
我们要留意的是留意到一个很严肃的事情。
But we take note of a very solemn situation.
那是神的百姓，你怎么可以来站稳在你该站的地位。
That is, as for the people of God, how they ought to stand firmly in the position they ought to stand.
你怎么能活出在神面前那个准确的那个见证的实际？
How are they able to live out correctly the reality of their testimony?
那你在第九节你就看到了。
In verse 9, you can see.
对一切从撒玛利亚出来的那些拜偶像的事物，你必须要关上门。
As to all the idolatry that is from Samaria, you must shut the door to it.
你绝对不能在这一件事上有一点的放松。
You cannot be laxed in any of this situation.
那这是我们从属灵的学领会上面，我们能看得见。
This is from a spiritual lesson that we're able to understand.
但是你回到那个历史的事实上去看的时候，
But when we go back to the historical reality here,
你不能就不遇到的，不能不注意到犹大的堕落的那一个起头是在哪里。
You must take note of where is the beginning of Judah's fall.
神的话借着弥迦在那里清楚的指出。
The word of God is very clearly spoken through Micah here.
你们的堕落是从撒玛利亚那一边传过来的。
Your fall is due to the influences from Samaria.
那弟兄姊妹，你就在历史上面去寻找。
Then brothers and sisters, you seek this out in the origin in history.
犹大的那个明确的具体的那个堕落是什么时候开始？
Where was a very clear, evident fall, the beginning of the fall of Judah?
也许你会想到。
Perhaps you think
所罗门娶了许多的外邦的女子。
That it was that Solomon took many of the Gentile women to be his wife.
结果就把犹大带歪了。
Then it has led Judah astray.
是有点歪。
Yes, they have gone astray.
但是还不能说是太歪。
But it is not too much astray.
因为所罗门虽然落到那种光景里，但是他没有放弃神。
Even though Solomon fell into that condition, yet he did not forsake God.
如果我们用通俗的话来讲，他是从一神变成了多神。
If we use a common term that we say, he is from one God to many gods.
当然 他没有放弃原来他所侍奉的神。
Of course, he did not forsake the one God whom he served.
但是犹大到一个地步呢？
But for Judah to a point,
他完全是把神放弃的，在什么时候开始？
When was the beginning of Judah to completely forsake God altogether?
弟兄姊妹们，你很容易就记得起来。
Brothers and sisters, very clearly you remember.
又是那个王后叫什么利亚，亚他利亚。
It was also that queen Athaliah.
就是那个时候开始的。
It was from that time.
你看到
，You can see，
自从约沙法给他的自己的儿子约兰讨了亚哈的女儿来做媳妇，问题就出了。
It was ever since Jehoshaphat allowed for his son to take her to be wife, that is where the issue began.
等到那个亚他利亚算了位，做了犹大的那个王。
It was when Athaliah usurped the throne to rule over Judah.
虽然她不敢废弃圣殿。
Even though she dare not abolish the temple.
但是弟兄姊妹，你能很清楚地看见撒玛利亚的东西就从那一个时候就进来的非常的汹涌了。
And then you can see how fiercely the matters from Samaria has come in.
从这个时候开始。
It was from that point on.
你就看到那个属灵的历史的发展。
You can see the spiritual development from there.
亚他利亚下来了。
After she was dethroned.
乌西亚做王。
Uzziah was king.
约坦做王。
And then Jotham was king.
然后就是亚哈斯做王。
And then Ahaz was king.
到了亚哈斯做王的时候。
And when Ahaz was king.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
他做了什么事情？
What did he do?
他做的事情好大了。
He did a great thing.
几乎是把圣殿整个的关闭起来了。
He pretty much shut the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读列王记的时候读到，等到他死了，西西家接上来做王。
Therefore, when we read in the Kings after Ahaz died and when Hezekiah reigned,
那西西家又灵里面苏醒过来了。
And Hezekiah was revived in his spirit.
他要接近圣殿。
He was to cleanse the temple.
他要接近神的百姓，他对神的那个侍奉啊。
He had to cleanse the service of the people toward God.
全体的利未人和祭司都出动了。
And he had to use all the Levites and the
priests. 要把耶路撒冷来洁净。
And to cleanse Jerusalem.
用了多少时间？
How long did that take?
哎呀，你说怎么会那么厉害呢？
And you say, how can it be that great?
弟兄姊妹们，亚哈斯所做的那个事情
，That was what Ahaz did。
那个根源在哪里开始的
？Now where did that origin from？
你没办法不说，没有你没办法不说，跟亚他利亚那个事情有关系。
You cannot say it has nothing to do with Athaliah。
当你看到亚他利亚的这个事情的时候
，When you see the matter concerning her。
你也没办法推却为什么约瑟法要跟亚哈结亲。
You cannot imagine why is it that Jehoshaphat wanted to be in-laws with Israel.
如果他们在神的面前一直守着神自己的地位，守着神自己的那个吩咐。
If they were to keep their position before God and always keep the commandment of God before them,
怎么可能会把亚他利亚接过来做他的媳妇儿。
How could he take Athaliah to be his daughter-in-law?
那弟兄姊妹，你从外面这些事情，你就看到里头去了。
From these external matters, then we can look within.
如果约沙法当时他心灵里边还是苏醒的
，If Jehoshaphat was still alert within,
他绝对不可能把亚哈的女儿娶过来做儿媳妇。
He would not take the daughter of Ahab to become his daughter-in-law.
这一个动作一来，
by that action,
撒玛利亚的影响就开始 如水一样的倒过来了。
Then the influences of Samaria now is poured out just like water to Judah.
那所以，当弥迦在这一个地方点出那一个很关键的一个事情。
Therefore, when Micah points out a very crucial point here,
我们就懂了。
Then we understand.
为什么一个犹大的先知指着以色列来说那么严重的话。
Why is it then a prophet from Judah would speak such solemn words to Israel?
因为在神给他的看见的里头。
That is because in the vision which God allowed for him to see.
他不单是看见犹大慢慢的走下坡。
Not only did he see that Judah will gradually go downhill.
他是更清楚的看到犹大会走下坡的那个原因。
But even more clearly, he sees the very reason why Judah will go downhill.
那我们如果用新约的那个领会来说那一句话。
Now, if we use what we understand in the New Testament, to use the words in the New Testament to speak of this matter, how can we say this?
那这个是很清楚的。
Then it's very clear.
头一件事情就信与不信不能同负一轭。
The first point is that you cannot be yoked together with unbelievers.
这个是对外的。
And that is externally.
信与不信不能同负一轭。
That the believer and the unbeliever cannot be yoked together.
你如果守住了这个地位
if you keep that ground,
那不信的事物就不能进来。
Then the matters of the unbelievers cannot enter.
但是这个是外边的。
Now that is external.
但是重要的是里边的。
But what is important is within.
那里边的是什么呢？
What is within then?
里边的弟兄姊妹们
then within brothers and sisters,
你很自然你会想到一件事
very naturally, then you see,
那是约翰一书里边所说的那个事实
that is what is said in 1 John
不要爱世界和世界上的事
do not love the world or the things of the world
人若爱世界爱神的心就不在他里面了
if any man love the world then the love of the Father is not in him
或者说神的爱就不在他里面
or the love of God then is not in him
弟兄姊妹我们看得很清楚的这些
then brothers and sisters very clearly we see these things
位置一错了
when our position our ground is wrong
我们的脚所踏的那个地点错了
then the footsteps that we take will be wrong.
整个事情就错了
then the entire matter will be wrong.
那弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的那个事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Now we praise and thank our God.
那神用着弥迦在那一个时候就说了他说的话。
God uses Micah to speak these words.
当然这个是指着他们当时的情形。
Of course, this is speaking of their actual situation at that time.
但是因着当时那个情形就引出神那永远的旨意不因着人的愚昧而有修改。
But it is also because of their actual situation, God points out to us, his eternal will never change because of man's condition.
神总是按照他自己的定义来把他所要做的做成功。
God will always complete his own will according to his own will.
但是当神没有显明他的那个恢复的工作以前
But before God will manifest the restoration of his work,
人必须要有一个准确的心思在神的面前。
Man must first have an accurate heart before God.
那在弥迦书里头我们也看到这一点。
Now we're able to see this point in the book of Micah as well.
当然我们看到。
Of course we see.
犹大和以色列的下去。
We can see Judah and Israel falling.
那是一个既成的事实。
That has already become a fact.
当然在他说话的时候还没成。
Of course, during Micah, when he spoke, it has not become a fact yet.
那我们今天读的时候，那已经是历史。
But for us who read today, it's history.
但是这个历史还没有完。
Yet, this history is not yet
finished. 因为到现在，犹大和以色列还没有完全显明他那个合为一。
Because even until today, Israel and Judah has not manifested the fact that they are one again.
甚至连那十三的十个支派还是一个谜。
Even to us, the mystery of the 10 scattered tribes
today.
Therefore, the history account is still ongoing.
那我们就站在今天我们的地位上来看。
Therefore, on our ground today, when we reach
this, 像这样的光景,
in this condition,
神怎么能做成这件事呢?
How is God to complete this matter?
神怎么能把 以色列和犹大再找出来把他们连接起来呢？
How is God to find Israel and Judah and unite them once again?
按照我们今天所能领会的一些的资料，
According to some information we can understand today,
似乎这个事情是根本不会有结果的。
It seems as if this is impossible, there's no result.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们认为不行。
Even though we think it's impossible,
神说他一定要做成。
God said he will complete this.
但是当神要做成这个事情之前，
But before God will complete this,
我们知道神做工的一个法则。
We know a principle in which God works.
那个法则乃是，
And that principle is,
他先要把人得回来。
First, he must regain man.
他得到了人，
and when he gains man,
他就有了工作。
Then he will have work.
他没有得着人，
if he does not gain man,
他就得不着工作。
Then he will not have to work.
但是你说要得着人，得什么人？
But when you say God is to gain the man, what man does he gain?
弥迦书上头的信息。
And that is the message in the book of Micah.
他要得着人，
and the man he is to gain,
那些人就是犹大和以色列。
The people is speaking then of Judah and Israel.
那犹大和以色列怎么可以给神得着呢？
Now how can God gain Judah and Israel?
那弟兄姊妹们，神怎么把他们得着，我们不知道。
Now brothers and sisters, we do not know how God will work to gain them.
神用什么方法把他们带回神的面光的底下，我们不知道。
In what way will God work to bring them back under his light? We don't know.
我们勉强可以说，二将来哈米吉多顿的那个战役一来，他们亲眼看见神，那事情就解决了。
No, perhaps we say, oh, when the war in Armageddon will come, then they will see God with their own eyes, then that will take care of this.
但是谁带他们去哈米吉多顿？
But who was to lead them to Armageddon?
弟兄姊妹们，这些我们一点了解都没有。
Brothers and sisters, we have no idea how this will unfold.
但是我们了解不了解不是顶重要的事情。
But whether we understand, know or not, that is not important. But what is utmost important,
是神怎么得着这十二个支派？
Is how God will gain these 12 tribes.
我们的确是不知道。
We don't know how.
但是我们知道一件事。
But we know one thing.
当神要得着他们以前，
Before God is to gain them,
他们一定是经历悔改。
They will go through repentance.
当然弟兄姊妹，你说啊，那愿意回到大战那个哈米吉多顿的那个事情前前后后了。
Then brothers and sisters, you might say again that goes back to Armageddon and the events before and after that.
我们也几乎可以肯定和那个时候的事情有关。
We can almost also say that it has to do with that event.
但是最叫我们感觉为难的就是。
But what troubles us then would be.
第一，那是失散的十个支派怎么显出来？
First, then the question still has to be answered. How can the 10 lost tribes be found?
第二，就他们显出来的时候，他们跟犹大怎么可以联合？
And once they are revealed, how can they come to unite with Judah?
我们都不知道。
We don't know.
我们根本没有办法能完全去领会。
We don't know and we have no means to understand.
但是神说，
But God says,
这个事情一定要做成功。
That these things will be complete.
那怎么能做成功呢？
Now how can this be done?
我们不知道神的方法。
We don't know the way of God.
但是我们知道神的原则。
But we know his principle.
那个原则就是叫人悔改。
And that principle is cause man to repent.
但是什么事情叫犹大和以色列悔改呢？
But what matter will cause Judah and Israel to repent?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们也不必去追究。
We don't need to try to seek that out.
但是我们真知道神一定是这样做。
But we know that is how God will work.
最低限度弟兄姊妹，你看到哈米吉多顿战争以后啊，
At the very least, brothers and sisters, you can see after the battle of Armageddon,
整个犹大在神的面前都悔改。
The entirety of Judah will repent before God.
整个雅各在神面前都悔改。
And that is Jacob, his house will repent before God.
但现在我们要特别提出来的是那个事情以前他们的联合。
But what we are focused on is that before this matter, before their union,
我们是不知道。
Yes, we don't know.
但是有一件事情我们知道。
But one thing we know,
神的工作想把他们带到一个地步，他们在神面前悔改。
Now the work of God will bring them to a point where they will repent.
当他们在神面前悔改过来了。
And after they repent before God,
神的工作就显出来。
Then the work of God will be manifested.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
在弥迦书的里头也没有看得那么细。
In the book of Micah, it does not give us too much details. But we can see this matter unfold.
因为这个事情不这样走过来的话，国度是没有办法来。
Because if this event does not unfold this way, then the kingdom will not reveal.
但是国度要显明以前呢？
But before the kingdom is manifested,
那我们就越过弥迦书来加一些资料进去。
Then we'll go beyond the book of Micah to add some information.
教会一定要长成。
But first, the church must be mature.
但是教会怎么可以长成呢？
But how will the church be mature?
弥迦书也没有说。
The book of Micah does not tell us.
但是弥迦书就说出一个很关键的事。
But the book of Micah tells us a very key point.
那就是教会的头是怎么来。
And that is how the head of the church will come.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弥迦书虽然是并不太长的一卷书。
Even though the book of Micah is not too long.
里面给我们看到好些关键的事物。
Yet, in the book itself, it shows us many
key things. 让我们看到那些事物一件一件的这样出来的时候。
And when it shows us these key events unfold one by one.
神永远的旨意就一步一步的进到完成。
Then that is how the eternal will of God will step by step be complete.
我们感谢我们的神。
No, we thank our God.
弥迦说的话是两千多，差不多快三千年以前了。
The book of Micah and his message is over 2,000, almost 3,000 years.
但是那么长久的时间，并没有降低弥迦书里边所说的话的真实和准确。
Even through such a long period of time, it has not devalued the accuracy and the truth of the message of Micah.
因为当中一部分已经按照他所说的成了历史。
Because a part of the message of Micah has been fulfilled already in history.
并且在他那里所特别指出的一个最关键的事情也按照字面来应验了。
And the most crucial message in the book of Micah has already been fulfilled according to the letter of the message.
如今我们就是用信心来看神怎么把弥迦没有所说的还没有完成的事情带到实际。
Now let us continue to read the message of Micah and receive the message by faith to see how God will continue to complete this message.
我们这次选弥迦书出来，其中一个很关键的原因就是要补满我们在认识神的旨意的执行当中的一些我们平常不太留意到的地方。
A very important reason why we selected the book of Micah to read together is that we would fill some of the gaps according to our understanding of how the will of God will be completed.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious
to us. 我想今天晚上就是这样先简单的把弥迦的大概的情况给弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
I think this is what I would like to share tonight as the overview message of Micah with brothers and sisters.
然后我们再按照本文的那个次序来把它看完。
And then next time we'll continue according chronologically of the chapters.
我们求主带领我们。
May the Lord lead us.
我们祷告一下。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们的心在这里仰望你。
Lord, our hearts look to thee.
我们深深地知道你的话一定要完成。
We deeply understand that thy words will be fulfilled.
因为你一再地宣告耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Because thou hast continually told us that the zeal of the Lord shall complete it.
因此我们求主给我们有一个明亮的眼睛。
Therefore, Lord, we pray that thou would give us clear eyes.
也有一个苏醒的心思
that will also have a clear heart.
让我们越过一切我们所不能够领会的能抓住你的信实
that will surpass anything that we are not able to understand to be able to grab hold on to thy faithfulness
叫你自己的信实成了我们在你的面前跟随的吸引
and also thy own faithfulness will compel us to follow after thee
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank thee
我们是愚昧
We are foolish.
我们也会因着地有许多的事物的变化而改变
And that we would change because of many changes in this world.
但是我们感谢你
But we thank thee.
因为你没有改变。
Because thou does not change.
你是按照你永远的旨意来执行你所要做的工。
And thou will complete thy eternal will according to thy purpose.
我们就在你面前仰望我们的主。
Therefore, Lord, we look to thee.
赏赐我们一个最简单的信心。
That you will grant us a very simple faith.
牢牢地抓紧你自己的话。
That will grab hold tightly onto thy word.
就那样的跟随你的脚踪。
And that we will follow thy footstep in this way.
主，我们敬拜你，感谢你。
Lord, we worship and thank thee.
继续带领我们去进入你话语的明亮和丰富。
Continue to lead us into clarity and the abundance of thy word.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.